Tommy Schnurmacher Show on Montreal's News Talk Leader, CJAD 800.
$7 a day daycare, one of the crown jewels, so to speak, of Quebec social policy. Is it such a good idea? Is it being well handled? To discuss this with us, Andrea Mrozek, Manager of Research and Communications at the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada. Good morning. Welcome to CJD.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thanks, Andrea. Quebec daycare is supposed to be the envy of the world, our daycare program. Should it be?
Well, I would argue rather strenuously that it shouldn't, on a number of different principles. This type of universal daycare system is something that many other jurisdictions in Canada are considering, but I'm not convinced they're looking at the appropriate evidence from Quebec. There's much to show that the Quebec system doesn't deliver on child outcomes and doesn't deliver the kind of quality that parents, I think, would expect from a daycare program or system. So I guess the starting point might be to talk about child outcomes. That's what my main concern is at the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada. Talk about how children fare in this kind of environment and why a universal program of the sort that Quebec has might not be the best thing for kids.
Now, how important are the ratios? One of the issues that comes up when we deal with this topic is the ratio of one adult for five children. For instance, if you have five 6-month-old babies, there's has to be at least one adult, and that's it. I've always thought that if I had a neighbor who had quintuplets, the thought of leaving her alone to handle them would be cruel and unusual punishment, and that's, it's just impossible to do, and of course she'd get a lot of help. And she'd be taking care of her own kids.
Right.
In this case, it's somebody who isn't making a lot of money taking care of children who don't belong to them. 1 to 5 at that age, does that make sense?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense, and I'll actually add to that. Group size is probably as important as ratio. And in Quebec, the universality principle indicates that group size is completely unregulated. So there's no limit on how many. The ratio might be closely monitored, but the size of the group is not. So you're right. The law in Quebec calls for one caregiver for 5 or fewer children under 18 months of age. However, that doesn't indicate how many groups of 5 you'll have, if that makes sense to your listeners.
Right.
So it's very troubling. I don't think that ratio is particularly great. But this is the trouble with universal systems. They're meant to be open like the library might be, so that you can bring your child and have access. But you can imagine that then it becomes very, very difficult to regulate just how many children are going to enter into that system. And it's a question, you know, parents will want to ask themselves, do they want their child with other, 10 other, it's possible that their 18-month-old baby could be with 10 other 18-month-old babies. And that sort of thing is problematic. I think the main reason why it's a problem is because children at that age are looking for adult role models, and they need to have a strong sense of what some, you know, scientists call attachment. That may not be entirely meaningful to everybody, but basically it comes down to needing a very strong adult role model so that you aren't completely surrounded by other children at all times. And this is the main reason why oftentimes studies on the quality miss the point entirely, because they're not looking at that theory of how to raise children so that they have adult role models around them.
Now, one of the things you mentioned, that in a universal daycare system like the one we have, everybody should have access, but that's not the case in Quebec. Far from it. Everybody does not have access. As a matter of fact, many people are put on waiting lists, and if they find out that their child is in a substandard daycare, what can they do about it? There isn't another space available.
Well, and I would point as well to the creation of a false demand when something is given out for free. You're right, parents wouldn't have that much recourse in that type of system, and so that's a problem as well. But the myth, I think, out there is that if we create a universal system, it will eradicate parents' problems in finding care for their children. And I've always said that is actually false, because we see that in Quebec. You have up to 2 years wait lists for parents in Quebec as well, hoping to get their child into a system of care that is supposedly universal. So I think when you create something that is free and it's meant to be available to everyone, you immediately are also going to see a rise in the demand for that type of service. And that's something that has been seen in papers. I know there's a very, this paper, there was an economic paper written on universal child care and family well-being in Quebec, and it recently won a major prize in the economic field. But it also touched on child outcomes. They identified there that universal program like Quebec's creates false demand, but they also look at the negative outcomes for kids as well.
We will continue our discussion. If you have any questions about Quebec daycare, Andrea Mrozek is our guest manager of research and communications at the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada. What is the solution to cut down on these long waiting lists, Andrea?
I believe that we need to re-inject the element of parental choice in the true sense of the word into this whole debate. Again, I already said that when the government funds something freely and makes it free, it creates a false demand for one particular service and for one service only. So I believe that we ought to be nurturing what many different forms of care and allowing that to prevail as currently is the case in places that don't have a universal system. That means money for parents, I think. It means putting some of the government funding that's poured into universal systems right into the hands of parents. I know that it's $15,700 per infant space in Quebec. Imagine what a parent could do with that amount of money. That's a lot of money multiplied many times over in the province. So I really think that parents need
each
to get
daycare. Hold it, Andrea. Each daycare space costs $15,000
for an infant, which is critical. The cost is very expensive for an infant. So that's the amount for the
right. So if they made that $15,000 available to the parent of the infant, then wouldn't there be a much more greater chance the mother would stay at home?
Well, it might influence parents indicate they want a spouse or a parent
right.
to take care of their kids at that age. It might help out substantially in that regard in a manner that a space in a universal daycare system really doesn't. This is why I get frustrated with the choice arguments of my opponents in this debate. They're constantly asserting that a universal daycare system or universal access is just one choice among many. The reality is different in Quebec. We see it there that the pickup is very high because it wipes out other available choices. Other providers can't compete with a massive government provider, and parents can't really choose anything but what they're told to take from the government.
Now, is it also unfair, when I've discussed this, mothers have told me who do take care of their own babies, said it's very unfair that the $1.6 or $1.8 billion for child care, that their kids have no access to that. Kids are taken care of by their parents or grandparents, get none of that pie.
Exactly, and that's why it's inequitable as well. So parents who are courageous and brave enough to not enter into that universal system, either that or they have the financial resources to not participate in that, then they don't receive any funding at all, which is not an equitable way of sharing resources. I would also add that I recently read a book and reviewed it called Rerouting the Preschool Juggernaut, and it talked about how it's targeted programs that help disadvantaged families. It's not universal programs that help the disadvantaged. So if you see around you that you see low-income people, or you would like to help those who are struggling or perhaps not taking the best care of their kids for whatever reason, targeted programs are the way to help that, as opposed to a universal system, which can in places amount to a middle or upper income subsidy for people who are already earning more.
Now, should moms who stay at home to take care of their baby feel guilty about the baby not being socialized? One of the arguments made by proponents of universal daycare?
Absolutely not. There's a substantial body of evidence suggesting, I'm again looking at Dr. Gabor Maté and attachment theory and that sort of thing, that children who have that strong, nurturing adult role model consistently with them are going to be well socialized because they are learning how to be an adult. It's the children, I think, who are surrounded for many, many, many hours in a week by only other children, and then daycare workers who are struggling to do their best, but it's a difficult job. I think that's where the concern should lie, and the research bears that out. So if parents are able and choosing to stay home, socialization should be the least of their concerns. Their child, there's substantial evidence to suggest their child's going to be just fine.
Your questions for Andrea Mrozek, Manager of Research and Communications at the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada. The question we're talking about daycare, some of the shortcomings of the Quebec system. You're listening to the Tommy Schnurmacher Show on CJAD.
The Tommy Schnurmacher Show on Montreal's News Talk Leader, CJAD 800.
Anything wrong with a 17-year-old teenager finding a job for this summer? You'll be surprised what her parents have to say about that. That's coming up after the 11:30 news. Right now, our discussion with Andrea Mrozek, Manager of Research Communications at the Institute of Marriage. Enough quality control in the system here in Quebec, Andrea?
Well, that's a good question. I tried to search around and find out more information, just more recent information. Years back, there was a study done suggesting that quality in the Quebec system is mediocre. I think that was from 2006, if I'm not mistaken. I don't have any reason to believe that that has changed. Again, I would say that the universality principle partnered with quality, those are mutually exclusive. If you open something up to vast numbers and it needs to be accessible to every child in Quebec, immediately it becomes an issue of how to make it a very quality program with those low ratios, low group sizes. It's very expensive. So I'd be concerned about the quality that a universal system like Quebec's is able to offer.
Now, one of the problems we've noticed here is that there are many people in the middle class or upper class, wealthy people with all of their connections, have no problem finding daycare space in the neighborhood of their choice. And there are many people, single moms, who literally can't go get that job because there's absolutely no space for them and their child is on a waiting list. Why does the government insist on subsidizing people who are middle class or wealthy?
Well, it beats me. I wouldn't speak for them, but that is indeed the finding, and that's also the book I read, Rerouting the Preschool Juggernaut, emphasized that good parents are the critical factor in this equation. And if you have parents pushing for care, pushing for education, pushing for... when the parents are in control and able to find out how to access different things, find out how to access the best thing, then their child is going to have access to that. This is another argument for targeted programs as opposed to universal programs to help those who may need help as opposed to helping those who really clearly don't, whether it be financially or socially, they're prepared to do whatever they can for their kids. My concern, though, is that in a system like Quebec's, parents believe that by putting their child in daycare, they're actually doing a good thing, and there's substantial evidence to suggest that kids don't need to be in long hours of care at very young ages prior, for example, to the age of 4 or 5. So I'd be concerned that the sort of a false information, or that I guess better put, one-sided information is reaching parents in Canada today.
When I've spoken to daycare workers here in this province, by the way, many of whom will never send their own children to daycare, they told me that one of the biggest problems, and it's a problem that goes unreported, they said that the parents don't want to know what the quality is like because there's nowhere else to send. They don't want to hear about it if there's something wrong. Could that be true?
Well, I suppose that when we create a world where parents, two parents must work, so economically speaking, we are well down that road, that it is very difficult for a family to make ends meet if both parents don't work. In that situation, if you absolutely must work, would you want to hear that the care that you're dropping your kid off into is mediocre, that it's not good quality? I think at that point you want to know that some safety standards are met and that you don't have to worry about the safety and well-being of your child for the day. I emphasize grave concerns over creating that type of world where both parents must work, where it's impossible to stay home. We're already well down that road. Universal systems perpetuate it, make it more difficult because they don't help the economy. There's kind of economic grounds on which a universal system doesn't work for taxes and increased taxes and that sort of thing. But certainly, I suppose at a certain point, if you have to work, do you want to hear that the care your kid is receiving is mediocre? I guess not.
Does more money mean better service?
Well, the Quebec system has risen astronomically. I think you referenced that at the beginning of the show. They started funding it at the level of $250 million, and then it rose to well over a billion, $1.4 billion, in less than 10 years. They're expanding the age levels at which it can be accessed as part of that astronomic rise in costs. But, you know, as I mentioned, infant care is very, very expensive to do it well, and I'm not convinced that you'll ever hit the funding level that will allow a universal system to be high quality.
20 seconds left. What's best for the child, a parent or daycare?
Gabor Maté would say that a good adult role model is better. If I were going to weigh in on that, I would say that a parent knows what is best for their child, and a parent can choose, if they have true, free, real choices, they can really choose what is best for their child. And in some cases, that may well be daycare, but in most cases, it's not going to be.
Thank you so much. Andrew Mrozek, Manager of Research and Communications at the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada.